This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. Mizoram Governor Vijay Kumar Singh has summoned the monsoon session of the State Legislative Assembly, which will commence from August 27th. A notification in this regard was issued by the Additional Secretary of the Assembly Secretariat yesterday. The monsoon session will be the fifth session of the 9th Mizoram Legislative Assembly. A detailed calendar for the session will be chalked out by the Business Advisory Committee, chaired by Assembly Speaker Lalbiag Zama. A meeting of the Tripura Tea Planters Association was held at the Chief Minister Dr. Manik Saha's official residence in Agartala yesterday, where stakeholders from the state's tea industry came together to discuss its development. During the meeting, government officials highlighted a range of initiatives already implemented to support tea growers and expand the industry. Members of the association appreciated the government's efforts and also put forward several suggestions to further boost the sector, which include improving access to modern agricultural techniques, strengthening supply chains and ensuring better market linkages for small tea growers. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday inaugurated the largest bottling plant in the northeast at Mendipathar in North Garo Hills district. The bottling plant of Varun Beverages Limited PepsiCo has been set up in a 37-acre area in the Mendipathar industrial area with an investment of 340 crore rupees. The bottling plant will engage close to 500 staff members for production and distribution of different PepsiCo products, including fruit-based juices. The Chief Minister termed this project a blessing for the state as it will open up job opportunities and benefit the people of the region directly and indirectly. Nagaland's lone Lok Sabha MP S. Pongmerin Jamir has called for a dedicated policy to preserve India's vital mountain ecosystems, including the Himalayan range. Speaking during 0 hour in the Lok Sabha, the MP highlighted the urgent need to address environmental degradation, climate change and the unequal development of hilly regions. Jamir also highlighted a key concern regarding national funding, urging the upcoming 16th Finance Commission to revise the current population-based allocation model. He pointed out that hilly regions with low population densities often receive inadequate financial support despite facing greater environmental and developmental challenges. The third edition of the Meghalaya Pineapple Fest will take center stage in the national capital New Delhi at the iconic Delhi Hut INA from tomorrow and will conclude on Sunday. The Pineapple Festival is set to offer Delhiites a vibrant blend of tropical sweetness, cultural heritage and soulful music straight from the hills of Meghalaya. Over 30,000 farmers across the districts of Ribhoy and Garo Hills grow pineapples naturally through the intervention of self-help groups that ensure quality and traceability. Over 757 metric tons processed pineapples have been exported to the European Union's baby food industry besides Dubai. Arunachal Pradesh Governor K.T.A. Patnaik yesterday handed over a grant in aid cheque of 10 lakh rupees to Deepak Nabam Living Home, Itanagar, and 5 lakh rupees to Mother's Home, Lakey Village. The governor appreciated the selfless dedication of to Deepak Nabam Living Home and Mother's Home, noting that such efforts not only heal lives but also restore hope, dignity and a sense of belonging to those who need it the most. The government has said that at present 585 Akashvani FM stations and 388 private FM radio stations are operational in the country. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said this in a written reply to a question in Lok Sabha yesterday. He said the annual license fees for FM channels in 234 new uncovered cities will be charged at 4% of gross revenue. But the fee for northeastern states and Jammu and Kashmir will be charged 2% of gross revenue for an initial period of 3 years from the date of operationalization of the channel. The 134th edition of the Durand Cup kicked off in Manipur yesterday with a derby match played between two football clubs from the state, Trau Football Club and Naroka Football Club at Kuman Lampak Main Stadium in Imphal. It ended in a 1-1 draw as Naroka FC came from behind to snatch victory from 10-man Trau FC in the Group E opening encounter. Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla inaugurated the Imphal leg of the Asia's oldest football tournament. The grand opening featured vibrant cultural performances and military displays, showcasing the spirit of unity and peace. The Manipur government also announced a half-day holiday to facilitate the public to enjoy the match. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.